Take your Bible this evening and turn to Psalm 67. Psalm 67 is where we find our verses for the month of August, and that is the text for the message this evening. Is the entire psalm, just seven verses, not very long. It is author is unknown of the 67th psalm. Many people believe it to be David. It really doesn't matter as far as the fact that we know it was inspired by God, because all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And so whether we know whether it was David or whether it was Asaph or whether it was Solomon or Moses or whoever else it might have been, we know that it was inspired of God, and that is why it's of great value to us today. Regardless of who wrote it, its purpose is clear. It's to be sung. It says at the beginning there, to the chief musician on Neganoth, a psalm or song. And that word Neganoth or Neganah, I guess, is one's plural and one's singular. Psalm 61 has the other, refers to a stringed instrument. So we have sung by stringed instrument tonight, percussion stringed instrument. The piano is full of strings, in case you didn't know. Those hammers hit strings, and that's what we had for our accompaniment tonight. So I guess that would have been all right to sing Psalm 67 to, if only we knew the tune. And maybe someone can come up with a tune for us and we can sing it another time. But it is a great little psalm, and I trust it will be a blessing to us this evening. As we think about increase, as our thoughts for this year, our increase, our theme for 2014 is increase, and looking to God for the increase. We would think that when God increases, we praise Him. And of course that is true. We should praise God anytime He gives an increase in our life, whether it's in our family or our finances or our talents. We should praise God for the increase that He does give. Of course we should be a thankful people. Of course we should thank God for His blessings, and we'll look at that in the message throughout this psalm here this evening. God is the source of every good and every perfect gift, and so we need to be thankful to Him. But as in many areas of our life, we tend to put the cart before the horse, and we think, well, we'll praise God if and when He brings increase. But according to the verses that we are learning for this month, we praise God and He gives the increase. So therefore, we need to put the praise before the increase and trust God to give the increase. I've said it before, and I don't know whether it's been recently or not, but they say that when Hudson Taylor was in China, and he started many churches and was instrumental in many mission works being started, they say that when he was gathering with his workers at one point, he said, you know, we need to pray and ask God to help us establish a certain number of churches over the next number of years. Next 10 years, I believe, is what they were aiming for. And so I don't know if it was him or somebody else said, you know, in 10 years we probably won't all be here, be able to gather together. Travel wasn't what it is today, obviously, back then. And they said, so why don't we right now thank God for what He will be doing over the next 10 years and thank Him in advance for the work He's going to do. And that's what they did. And of course, great things were done in China back in that day because of the vision of Hudson Taylor and other missionaries who went to China. But they thanked God ahead for what God was going to do. And really that's what we're looking at here in our text. And I entitled the message tonight, Increasing as a Result of Praise. So Psalm 67 says, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us. Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. Let's pray together. Lord, thank You again that we can be here. Thank You again for the Word of God, which we hold in our hands that we can look to. And Lord, again, we are unsure of the human penman that penned these words, but we know that they are given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and so therefore they are profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. Lord, there are those things that You desire to speak to our hearts through today, and I pray that You would do that. And Lord, that when we leave here tonight, we would be determined to give you praise through our life. And Lord, that we would see you continue to give increase in our lives and in our church, especially in the spiritual matters of our lives and the spiritual matters of our church. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 1, I'd like us to realize that mercy is the cause of God's blessings. It says, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. We take God's blessings for granted. Matter of fact, if we don't get God's blessing, sometimes we feel like, well, what's wrong? How come God didn't bless me? Of course, he never fails to bless us. But if we feel like we've been shortchanged on blessings, it's not that we, it's not that we say, oh, you know, that's okay. We say, what happened? But really, it's because God is merciful that he blesses us. In other words, we're not deserving of God's blessing. The word for merciful has the thought of stooping in kindness to an inferior, to favor or to have pity upon. Remember Jonah? Jonah the prophet? And he went and he preached in Nineveh grudgingly. He went and preached to the people when the second time God called him after he got spewed out of the whale. And he went and preached, and then he was upset that God didn't destroy the people, because God said, the people have repented. I don't need to destroy them. They've turned from their sinful ways and they've turned to me, and so therefore I'm going to spare them. And Jonah went and pouted on the side of the hill, hoping that God really was going to destroy them. And he wanted to sit and watch what happened to Nineveh. And as he sat there, it was hot. And God gave him a shade of a gourd. A plant grew up and it gave him shade. And he was very thankful for the shade. He didn't really deserve it, did he? Because we would say he was grudging, but he wanted God to destroy those people who God said he wasn't going to destroy. And he was unhappy about God's plan, but he sat there and he said, oh, this is great. Now I have shade. But God allowed a worm to come and destroy the plant. And the next day, the plant withered and died. What did Jonah do? Jonah got angry for the gourd that died. Rather than be thankful for the mercy that he had a day in shade, he was upset when that shade was taken away. He didn't realize that God's blessings were because God was merciful. Of course, God was teaching him a lesson through that as well. But he was thinking that he deserved the shade. He deserved God's blessing. But the fact of the matter is, we don't deserve God's blessings. God is holy and righteous, and we are sinful, and yet God in his mercy has chosen to bless us. And we need to be thankful for the mercy of God. We live in a society that is very expecting, don't we? A society that expects to be given handed things on a silver platter. But God says we don't deserve things, but in his mercy, he wants to bless us, and he does bless us. Anything we get from God really is because God is being merciful to us. He says here, God be merciful unto us and bless us. Again, that word bless is used some 331 times in the Old Testament. That's quite a lot of times. Its first use is in Genesis chapter 1. Verse 22, when God says to the creatures that he's made, he blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and replenish the earth. And then the same statement he made to Adam and Eve. He pronounced his blessing upon his creation to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. That's the use of God's blessing, the first time the word was used. The thought, of course, is to benefit man. It's the expression of good towards us by God. In a general way, of course, God blesses mankind over and over and over and over and over again. Why? Because God is merciful. His blessings are very bountiful. The psalmist said in Psalm 139, verse 18, that God's thoughts toward him were more than he could number. And God's thoughts toward us are often in the form of the blessings that he showers upon us, and they're innumerable. The songwriter said, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. God's blessings to us are definitely innumerable. And though we would bless those who bless us, God chooses to bless us, though we really don't deserve it, because he is merciful. And he blesses us many times, particularly blesses people, despite the fact that they're very not worthy of his blessing. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 5:45. He says that you may be children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. You ever thought what you would do if you were God? You ever thought what you would think maybe if you heard somebody using your name as a curse word and that's all it was used for? Or saying, I don't believe in God. If there's a God, why is this happening? Why is that happening? I don't think there's a God, and I'm not going to believe him. And saying all kinds of nasty things about God. Do you think you would make the sunshine on that person? I have a feeling that we would feel a little bit like the Charlie Brown comic that where the cloud and the rain and the lightning followed him everywhere we went. Say, that's what I want to put on that person. If that's the way they're going to talk about me. That's not the way God is it? He shines his sunshine on the just and on the unjust. He sends the rain on the just and on the unjust. The showers of blessing come on both. The challenges of life come on both. We need rain and we need sunshine, and God gives it upon mankind because he is merciful. And he says, God be merciful unto us and bless us. And his blessings are definitely because of his mercy. And then he says, and cause his face to shine upon us. That's an expression that we don't often use today, but it has its origins back in Numbers, and I'd invite you to turn back there with me. Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6, God causing his face to shine was a blessing that the high priest was to pronounce upon the people. And we find it here in Numbers 6, verse 22. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. You see what it says there? That was the blessing that was to be pronounced upon the children of Israel. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord be gracious unto thee. Lift up his countenance unto thee. Like the sun shining on us is a pleasant thing, and it indicates blessing. And it's a picture of God turning towards us and putting his blessings in our life and shining his blessing in our life. The thought is that God would look upon us in a favorable way. In contrast, if God would hide his face from us, the Bible says that we would then be in trouble. God's face being shining upon us is an indication of God helping us through our life and God pouring out his blessing upon us. And if God would turn his back upon us and say, I will no longer cause my face to shine upon you, according to Deuteronomy 31, verse 16 to 18, then we would be in trouble if God did not cause his face to shine upon us. His face being hidden indicates the withdrawal of his blessing. And God said that when Israel turned from him, that he would hide his face from them. Psalm 134 and verse number 7 reminds us that we really can't afford for God to hide his face from us. Psalm 134 and verse number 7. Psalm 134, 7. That's not right. There is no seven verses in Psalm 134. So I guess I have the wrong reference there, and I apologize for that. The psalmist said in the psalm I'm trying to get at there, that if God would hide his face, that we would be in trouble. That we would be, delivered to the enemy and so on. So it's God shining his face upon us is a very important thing, and we need to recognize that that is a great blessing that we have, that God would shine his face upon us. And so we see that there is very good reason to praise God and because of his blessings. Now we see, secondly, that making God's ways known is the purpose of God's blessing. Making God's ways known is the purpose of his blessing. Verse 1, it says that God would be merciful, bless us, cause his face to shine. Verse 2 is a continuation of the thought, isn't it? That thy way may be known upon the earth. So it's a continued sentence, or it's a continued thought, that thy way may be known upon the earth. What, that thy way be known? That God would bless in order that his way may be known upon the earth. We're often selfish in asking for God's blessings in our life. We want God's blessing because we want life to be nicer for me. I want God to bless me so that my life goes well. And I want God's blessing for my family and my church. I want God's blessing upon me. Sometimes it's a bit of a selfish reason that, you know, who doesn't want God's blessing? But the psalmist here gives a very good reason for asking God's blessings upon our life. And he says that God's way may be known upon the earth. That God's blessings would reveal God's way, and His way would be made known upon the earth. God wants all people to know Him. He says in Romans 2, verse 4, "Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" You know, God is good to the world. God is good to society. God is good in this world. He causes His face to shine upon the wicked many times in the sense He pours out His blessing, the sunshine and the rain on the just and on the unjust. Why? "Knowest thou not that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" It's to point people to God. If things are going, if there's crops growing in the field and we have food to eat, then there's a creator behind that that's provided that for me. I need to see Him. I need to look to Him. And so God says that His blessings poured out, or the psalmist asks that God would bless them in order that God's ways may be known upon the earth. Sadly, many take God's goodness for granted and few give thought to the One who has given us so much. As I said, because we live in an entitlement society that says, I deserve this, 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 and this. Most people today in society think that they deserve what people probably 40, 50, 60 years ago, maybe only 20 years ago, thought was a great luxury. But today we think, I need that, I deserve that. And rather than praise God and thank God and realize that it's pointing them to God, they'll just take it for granted. And when it doesn't come, they get upset. What better way to make God's way known in the world by telling them of His love and kindness toward man? And so when God blesses us in our life, what ought we to do? We ought to share those blessings with other people, not just our fellow believers, well, that's great, but even with the world, the people that don't know the Lord. See, wow, God has been so good. We had such a great weekend. It was so good to see that this happened. And I had a real need and I prayed about it and God did this. You say, why would you do that? That God's way may be known upon the earth. The people would say, wow, there's God. God knows. God cares about things that go on in this earth. God is active in the life of that person. Huh. That's interesting. By telling them that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father, with whom is no variableness nor the shadow of turning, according to James 1:17. By reminding people that it is God who gives us power to get wealth. Say, wow, God's really blessed me and I'm really thankful for what God has done in my life. Somebody may say, but you've worked hard for that money. Yeah, but it's God who gave me the power to get wealth. And point it back to God, because we are blessed in order that God's way may be known upon the earth. And how are people going to know that that's what it's about if we who know it don't tell them? We need to tell people that it is God who has given us richly all things to enjoy. We are blessed. God has blessed us. God has blessed us and given us things. And He says, I've given you those things richly to enjoy, and we need to tell people that these are gifts that come from God. See, the world needs to know of the greatness and mercy of our God. That Thy way may be known upon the earth, Thy saving health to all generations, to all nations. God wants His salvation to be known by people. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He's not willing that any should perish, all but come to repentance. So we need to tell about the goodness of God that's leading them to repentance. We see also that God, making God's way known, the purpose of His blessings is not only to make His way known, but also to bring additional praise to His name. Verse 3 goes on, "Let the people praise Thee, O God, let all the people praise Thee." When people realize every good gift comes from God and that it is His blessings that make the difference in our lives, then they'll begin to thank God and praise God. We have a day every year, don't we, called Thanksgiving. You know that our government set that aside way back when as a day of thanksgiving to Almighty God? That's written down in the annals of history as the foundation of that day. It's a day to give thanks to Almighty God for His many blessings upon us. People need to realize that, to praise God, to thank God. I remember in school back in England, it was not a religious school, but I remember that, we would have assemblies and they would say in the fall when the crops were coming in and things, that they would teach us God has blessed and bound this bounty because God has given all good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. I remember seeing that in school at an assembly. That's not that long ago. And you think about how things have changed, but that was praise to God's name, even by people like me as a child who didn't really know much about God or who He was, but I was taught to praise God and to thank God because God had blessed in order that we had food to eat and so on. When people think that what they have is what they deserve, they won't thank God. But if they will realize that God in His mercy is giving us things and that God in His bounty gives us these things, then they'll realize that there's a God to be thanked for the things that He gives us. All praise belongs to God and He is worthy of all praise. Believers need to set the example, but did you notice what it says? Let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people. Who's all the people? That's all the people praise Thee. Every Christian, for sure, but all the people should praise God and thank God and stand back and realize that God is a great God. It's unlikely that the lost will ever praise God if His people fail to do so. We see also that joy is the result of God's blessings in verses 4 and 5. There are many reasons to be filled with joy, but He goes on to say, O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for Thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. But wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if all the nations would be glad and joyful? Can you imagine? Can you imagine what's going on in the Middle East right now? Can you imagine what's going on in some of these countries where believers are being persecuted and Christians are being put to death and life is miserable for many people? Can you imagine what it would be like if those nations could rejoice? The leadership of those nations was rejoicing? It says, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. The singing that most nations do is not for joy today. The stresses and strains of life take away joy. The problems in the world due to corrupt governments and leaders cause great sorrow. But there's a promise here, isn't there? Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for Thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. You know, there's coming a day when God's going to be judge of the earth. He's going to be the one who's in charge, physically speaking, of the earth. That Jesus will reign, rule and reign. Then it'll be rule and reign in righteousness. And then, you know what? The people will be glad. The corruption in government will be gone. And God will rule and reign in righteousness. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Psalm 9 verse 8 tells us. Psalm 96:10 says, say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth, the world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for He cometh. Before He cometh to judge the earth, He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with His truth. What a day that's going to be. What an awesome time that's going to be. Revelation 11 says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give Thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because Thou hast taken Thy great power and hast reigned. What a time it's going to be when the Lord reigns in righteousness upon the earth. It's certainly a cause for rejoicing, something to look forward to. But we see in conclusion tonight that increase is the fruit of praise for God's blessing. What happens when God is recognized for His manifold blessings and people joyfully praise Him? There's increase. That's kind of where we began, the cart before the horse, the level's increase, we'll praise God. No, let's praise God and look to Him for the increase that He promises. There's an increase in fruitfulness mentioned here. He says, then shall the earth yield her increase. Psalm 65:11 says, God's paths drop fatness. Isn't it an amazing thing when you drive by a cornfield that's just full of row after row after row after row of beautiful corn? You just feel like, man, I could just go and rip a few of those off and throw them on the barbecue or in the pan and cook them and put some butter on them. And man, that's good, isn't it? Making you hungry. Anyone eat dinner before you came tonight? I didn't. But you know what? It's good. You think about that. God's paths drop fatness. He's so bountiful. You know, a lot of the corn and the crops that we grow doesn't even get eaten. It's sad, isn't it? But there's so much. It's so bountiful. Sometimes it gets just turned into the ground and becomes fertilizer really for the next year. God is so bountiful. There's an increase in fruitfulness when praise is given to God. The blessings of God for obedience in Leviticus chapter 26 included fruitfulness. God said, if you'll be obedient to me and you'll worship me and praise my name, then I will give you great bounty in the land. But on the other hand, if you will not obey me and you will not honor me, then you'll work hard, but you won't get anything out of the ground. God wants us to be fruitful, by the way, as Christians. He said, herein is my Father glorified, and that ye bear much fruit. Jesus says that his Father is the husbandman, and he says, Jesus says himself, he is the vine, we're the branches, and he says that when we bring forth fruit, he tends to us and trims us, as it were, and so that we'll bring forth more fruit. And so we thank God that He desires that we would be fruitful, and we praise God. The Bible says here there will be an increase in fruitfulness. There will be also an increase in blessing. We're already blessed. But according to what it says here, then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. So God is blessing us. We're praising Him for His blessings. He's blessing us, and then He says, I'm going to bless you more. He will increase the blessings. And by the way, isn't that a beautiful statement there, what it says in verse number 6? God, even our own God, shall bless us. Aren't you glad God is a personal God? Our own God. You know, the gods of the world are idols. The gods of the heathen are idols, but our God made the heavens. And that's the God that wants to bless us. You know, you can't outgive God. The more praise was given to God, the more blessings He will pour out. Malachi 3:10 says that if we would honor Him with our increase, and if we would give to Him the tithe that He demands from us, that He said, will I not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing? You know what the next verse says? So that you will not be able to receive it. That doesn't mean that you all have to put money in the offering plate and wait for the $1,000 check to arrive in the mail tomorrow. Blessings are so much more than just monetary blessings. But God says, I will bless you abundantly if you will prove me by honoring me and by the way that I have set up for you to do that. I believe in thankfulness and showing appreciation. I think praise where praise is due is something that we need to practice, especially as Christians. I believe that when we recognize God's blessing and praise Him for them, He pours out more blessings upon us. Not that that's the reason that we do it. It's like this. If you were to make somebody a meal or make somebody some nice dessert, some nice brownies or something, and you were to give them those nice brownies and they say, here you go, enjoy this food, and they say, oh, okay, great. And they take it, they eat it, they bring about your container, no word of thanks. Oh, there's your container, by the way. You say, oh, well, I wonder if they enjoy them. Didn't enjoy them? Did you like them? Right. But if somebody gives you something like that and you say, boy, that was really good. Thank you so much. And you bring back the container, maybe put a little thank you note in there and say, that was such a blessing. Thank you so much for doing that. If you're on the giving end, which person would you rather do something for again next time? You say, well, obviously the person who gave the thanks. That's not to be the criteria of our giving, but think about it. We honor God. We say, God, thank you for your blessings. And we honor Him and we praise Him. Don't you think God is more likely then to say, I'm so glad you enjoyed those blessings. I want to bless you some more. Rather than on the other hand, if we just say, huh, good. and we head our own way and we forget about God and we don't take time to thank Him for His blessing. According to what we see here, when we praise God, the Bible says He will give increase and the people shall praise Thee, and the blessing, God, even our own God, shall bless us. God's blessing will increase in our lives. Again, it's not that we should say, well, good, I got to thank Him so because I want some more of those. But we should be thankful to God. And then there'll be an increase in the fear of God. There's a great lack of fear of God in our world today. And it says, God shall bless us. Again, that's repeated twice. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. Kind of comes back to that verse number 2, that thy saving health may be known among all nations. See, people see our lives and they look at our lives and they examine our lives and they're watching to see if we're appreciative people. They're watching to see, do we thank God? Do we talk about God and how God has blessed us in our life? And when we do, we talk about how God has blessed us and how God has brought about these things in our life, then ultimately it's going to encourage some, not everybody, but some people will realize there is a God to be served. There is a God to be feared. There is a God who is in heaven, and we will give account to Him, and He blesses us. So therefore, I need to honor Him. And so the Bible says, and that all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. Of course, there will be one day when all the ends of the earth will fear Him, when He rules and reigns in righteousness. But in the meanwhile, I believe that our lives can cause people to fear God by the way we conduct our lives and by the way we display the blessings of God, giving Him the credit for it in our life. See, Psalm 60, verse 4 says this, Thou hast given a banner to them that fear Thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Christian, you have a banner to be displayed. What is a banner? A banner is a source of identification. It's a flag. We have a banner there. It's our national flag. We're proud to present that here because we say, I'm glad to be Canadian. But as Christians, we have a banner to be displayed in our life. Jesus says one of those banners, as it were, is love. And by this shall all men know that you are my disciples and that you love one another. But I believe that the way we conduct our life and the bringing glory to God is a flag that we display saying we believe that our God has blessed us in this way and we want people to know about it. It is a banner. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear Thee that it may be displayed because of the truth. See, people in this world need to know that there's a God in heaven who is active in the affairs of this life, particularly in the lives of His children. It said of the believers in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 that from them sounded out the word of the Lord throughout all the region round about. Paul said, you've done such a good job of getting God's name out, we don't even need to talk about, we don't need to tell people to preach because it sounded out from your testimony, it sounded out from what you've done. And so may God help us to be those kind of people who sound out, God is a great God. He's blessed us so much. And so as we talk of increase, we need to realize, recognize the mercy of God, depend on Him and look to Him for His blessings and realize it is in His mercy He gives them. Praise Him for His work in our lives. And as people see what God has done in our lives, His way will be known and they will be caused to praise Him also. Praising Him will bring joy to our lives, especially recognizing that one day He will rule and reign in righteousness. And our praise then will result in increase. An increase in fruitfulness, increase in blessing, and increase in the fear of God. See, ultimately, increase is a result of praise. Let's pray together. Lord, thank You again for this time, and thank You for Your Word. And Lord, I pray You'd help us to realize the responsibility that we have for the many blessings You've given to us. You've told us where much is given, much shall be required. And certainly we live in a country where we have been given much. Even those of us who have less than others would have to acknowledge and recognize that we have been given so much. And Lord, we are thankful for that tonight. And we realize that we don't deserve it, but You in Your mercy have given it to us. And I pray that You'd help us to be people who praise You, not only privately ourselves, but speak of Your blessings in our lives, that other people may know that You are a God who cares about His people, that You are a God who showers His blessings upon us, and Lord, that they would see You in our lives, that we would display that banner. Lord, that we would be those who would be used of You to cause others to fear You. to give glory to You and praise to Your name. And Lord, we do look forward to increase, and we thank You for the increase that we've seen in our lives individually. Thank You for the growth that we experience in our Christian lives, and thank You, Lord, for the growth in our church, and we thank You, Lord, for everything that You do for us. And Lord, we do thank You for what You will continue to do as we praise You, as we lift You up, and as we bring glory to Your name. So, Lord, help us, I pray, to take these thoughts with us tonight, and Lord, that we would indeed be a thankful people in this world in which we live, where so many are unthankful and take so much for granted, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.